great to be here. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Julie, one of the pastors here. And it is a real privilege to stand here and be able to share with you my message. As Kate mentioned, this is our second to last combined service as our summer holidays come to a close. And for some of us, it's continue as normal over the summer. A few stat days, we get to rest and then we continue on. For some of us, it's been a great time to relax and recharge. For some of us, it's been a real challenge to try and balance work and holidays and kids at home. And maybe it's been a mixture of positive times and times of, oh my goodness, this is hard work. But I wanted to say to you, wherever you are this morning, may this message bring you hope. The hope that we have through the love of God, our Father, for us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are present with us here and always for that steadfast truth. Thank you that wherever we are on our journey with you, you are with us. You stand with us in your arms open wide to receive us. Thank you that you are a gentle, loving God, yet so powerful and mighty. Nothing can stand in your way. Thank you for the hope we have because of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles here, or maybe you're using a phone app, if you'd like to turn to Psalm 16, verses 5 to 11, and if you're willing and able, if we could stand, it just is a wonderful way to show God how much we honour him and how precious his words are. So, verse 16, 5. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice, for my body rests in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. These are the words of our Lord God. Please have a seat. These words are a loving reminder for us that God is with us through all our ups and our downs as we journey through our lives. He works in the most incredible ways, and that through the birth and death of and resurrection of Jesus, we have eternal life. There once was a farmer who took three special seeds. He sowed the ground, prepared the ground, planted them in just the right place. He watered them and the sun shone. He watered them, the sun shone. He watered them some more and the sun shone some more, and the trees grew and grew and grew and grew until they were some of the tallest trees in the forest. Throughout the days, these trees would talk to one another. They would talk about how the sun shone. They would talk about the squirrels that would run up and down their bodies. And they would talk about why the wind blew. But they always came back to the one subject. They would ask each other, what do you want to be when eventually the carpenter comes, chops you down and creates you into something? They thought. They thought long and hard until they had made up their minds. I want to be a bed for a king, said the first tree. I want to be a ship for a king, said the second tree. I want to be a signpost to show everyone the way to go, said the third. Over many years, they talked about many, many, many subjects, but they always came back to thinking, what did they want to be when eventually the carpenter would come? And 40 years later, the carpenter came. He chopped down the trees and took the first tree away, and he began to work. And he sawed and he hammered and he hammered and he sawed and he took his chisel and his mallet and he chipped away the edges. He took his sandpaper and smoothed the rough bits. And that was that. It was done. Finished. And the tree thought, oh, I'm going to be a bed for a king. And he looked at himself. And he was miserable. He was not a bed for a king. He was a feeding trough for animals. The carpenter took him and placed him in a stable. And the tree was sad. The carpenter went and took the second tree and began to work. And he sawed and hammered, and he hammered and he sawed, and he took his chisel and his mallet and he chipped away the edges. He took his sandpaper and smoothed the rough bits. And that was that. It was done. It was finished. And the tree thought, oh, I'm going to be a ship for a king. And he looked at himself. And what he saw was not a ship for a king, but an old fishing boat. He was miserable. He was sad. Some fishermen came and they took him away. They went to sea. They filled their fish in with their nets and tossed them in to the boat. He was sad. The carpenter went and got the third tree. He took it away and began to work. He sawed and hammered in. Sawed. He took his chisel and his mallet and he chipped away the edges. He took his sandpaper and he sanded away the rough bits. And that was that. It was done. It was finished. And the tree looked at himself. And what he saw made him miserable. He wasn't a signpost to show everyone the way to go. He was a lump of wood. So three ordinary objects, they stood there. One feeding trough, one old fishing boat, and one lump of wood, who felt the saddest of all the trees. Now, this is where the story could end, but it doesn't, because Jesus came. And Jesus has the most amazing way of taking ordinary things that feel ordinary and miserable and sad and doing amazing things with them. And it started right at the beginning of his life. When God sent him to our earth, he was born in a stable and placed in a feeding trough. And you guessed it, the feeding trough that was made by the first tree. The tree that wanted to be a bed for a king was now a bed for the King of Kings, King Jesus. And many years later, when Jesus was teaching, and there were so many people, he was forced to go back until he was just about in the Sea of Galilee. But he stepped into an old fishing boat made by the second tree. The second tree, who wanted to be a ship for a king, was now a ship for the King of Kings. And towards the end of Jesus' life, Jesus was hung on a cross, a lump of wood, for the things that we had done wrong. 3 days later, he died, and 3 days later, he rose again. He rose from the grave, and that lump of wood made from the third tree, he became the signpost he wanted to be, the signpost to show everyone the way to heaven, the cross. Jesus has an incredible way to take the ordinary like you and me, and often in not the ways we expect, he does something great. God's ways are truly amazing and often not what we expect. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's not to say we don't and won't experience hardships, because we do and we will. However, in the midst of our struggles, we can take hold of the truth in the gospel. We can have confidence that God gives us hope. When we persevere through our struggles and come through them, we experience personal growth and are significantly affected by God's love and his work in and through us. When we experience hard challenges in our lives, we often ask ourselves, why God? Why me? Why my family? Why my friend? Why that person? Why those people? And when you are in the midst of this, boy, is it hard, frustrating, and it's not fair. So if you are in that place now, my heart goes out to you. And my prayer for you is that you are able to hold on to the truth in the hope we have through Jesus Christ. Even if you are grasping with your fingertips, there are times in my life when I have had to hold on to the hope of someone else. I remember sitting in Bill's office and holding on to his hope, because that's where I was. And it's very hard, and it is a horrid place to be. But I say, hold on. Hold on to this hope that we have in Jesus. In amongst these times, we need to remind ourselves, God doesn't plan horrible things to happen to us or our friends or our family. Bad things happen because of sin in our world. And we don't always know what God's plans are for us, but we need to remind ourselves that his ways are not our ways, but his ways are always best. I just want to touch briefly on what I believe is a misunderstanding of God's word. And that is that God doesn't give us more than we can handle. From my understanding of the Bible, I don't believe that this is true. It's a misunderstanding that can cause us so much grief and damage. We can, however, know from 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, that in our weaknesses, God is strong. And we can, in fact, we can boast about our weaknesses. We can call out to God in our weaknesses, knowing that he is there wanting us to call out to him, to come to him, to find peace, to find healing, and even joy. Now, speaking of joy, how many of you like to eat cake or cupcakes? Raise your hands. Oh, about half. Okay, I'm hoping that'll do. I need at least a few half. Fantastic. So what I have here, hopefully I don't spill it everywhere. So what are some of the things that go into cakes? Just shout them out. What are some things that go into cakes? Carrot. Flour, sugar, eggs, butter, baking powders. Fantastic. Now I have some of those ingredients here. I have an egg, and I have, it's a raw egg, because we tend to put raw eggs in our cakes, and a spoon. If anyone would like, I mean, it's safe to eat. Anyone like to try? Anyone like raw eggs? Anyone want to try raw eggs? No takers? No takers? Yes, don't blame you. What about some flour? There's nothing in it. It's just dry. It's rather bland. Anyone takers? Flour? No, not doing very well. What about some oil? We often put butter oil. Anyone want a teaspoon of oil? I remember my mother giving me cod liver oil every time I said I was sick when I was younger. No takers. What about some cocoa? This turns into chocolate. Surely someone's going to take cocoa. Anyone, you want to try some cocoa? Okay, cool. Come on up. Come on up. Brilliant, Liam. Fantastic. Right. Take some. Take as much as little. You can use a spoon. You take a little bit, or take a lot if you'd like a lot. Turn around so everyone can see you. And we're all going to be, no, we're all going to be kind. Right, go for it. What's that like? Okay, stay there. Or, right. Now, I figure, since you took the cocoa and since no other adult older here was willing enough to take a risk, so go you, high five, taking a risk, love it. This is some sugar. Would you like sugar? It might be a bit nicer. So, no takers on the sugar. Anyone want some sugar? Ashley's holding back, Sam. Okay. All right. So, together, all of these ingredients, they're good. They must be, because they go into a cake, don't they? But actually, some of them on their own are not so great. I have got a cupcake. Because when they're all together and in the cake, they make something very yummy, don't they? And actually, morning tea, there's some of these out for you at morning tea. Because I think life can be a lot like a cake, a lot like a cupcake. Separately, there are times that are bitter. There are times that are raw and hurtful. And there are some dry, bland times. And some of us here today are going through some bitter times, some raw, hurtful times, and some dry, bland times. And in those times, it can be really hard to think of the good times, like birthdays, the birth of new babies, going on holiday, job promotions, passing assignments and exams. You know, God is able to blend the good and the bad experiences in our lives together for our good. All together, they create a life that is meaningful, useful, and tasty. Romans 8:28 is a beautiful promise. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. In God's hands, all things, good and bad, can be mixed and blended into a beautiful creation. It's during the bad times that we see how big our God is. He loves each of us. He is in control. We can trust him. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for all the beginnings that we experience. Thank you for honoring the humble. Thank you for being born and dying for us. Thank you for rising back again and living forever. May we be the people who live with your spirit forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.